This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
Evergreen, he controls me. Was there something wrong with my body? Am I not what you wanted, babe? If I ever tried, I would. Evergreen, he tears me to pieces. Evergreen, doesn't even have to try.
Great song, this one that gained popularity through TikTok. Now, it's the nature of my age to be down on social media, new social media platforms, Facebook, load of shit when it first came out, Twitter, load of why would I use that bollocks, Instagram, Jesus, can't we just pick one? No, we can't. Yeah, because TikTok is the new thing. You know? Got to be on TikTok, Nathan. You got to be on TikTok as a stand-up comedian. Why? That's the only way to build audiences these days, Nathan. But audiences were fine before TikTok. You could build them before, but yeah, but that's not the way to build audiences now, Nathan. It's TikTok. So, I've joined TikTok. I'm on TikTok. I'm the Nathan Cassidy on TikTok. The Nathan Cassidy, quite arrogant for someone with 146 followers. And I've put up a few stand-up clips. And you know what? They've done well. Well, what I consider well for a clip on other platforms, like 6,000 views, you know? Thousands of views, thousands of likes. Whatever, you know, I have to admit, despite my cynicism, and it takes everything in my guts to admit this, it does make you feel good, doesn't it? How fucking ridiculous is that? Because I look at videos on TikTok and just go, oh, that's boring. You know, that's fake, that's shit. Just because it's being looked at doesn't mean people are really taking an interest. Doesn't mean you're affecting people, affecting the world in any positive way. But that's the genius of TikTok, isn't it? It sucks you in with pure numbers. The numbers go up more than any other platform. Just purely from people stumbling, just like I stumbled then. Stumbling, oh, what was that? Stumbling across what you've just shat out. You know, the people looking at TikTok may as well just be dancing through a park wearing a blindfold, screaming and stepping on dog shit. It's exactly the same thing. TikTok have pretty much invented an app where it doesn't matter what people think anymore. The numbers go up and that's all you care about. The numbers are in effect a fabrication, aren't they? And certainly have no bearing on the quality of the clip. Yeah? And the biggest example of this is the cuff it craze that is being, you know, just jumped on by everybody. People around the world doing exactly the same dance to Beyoncé's song Cuff It, and these TikToks have millions of views, thousands of likes, hundreds of thousands of likes, and it's all shit, isn't it? But you know what? Now, I want it. I want it as well. It's pathetic. But I want the numbers. I want the numbers. So the other night I was having cereal with my son and he said, well, let's do a cuff it dance. And I said, well, I haven't practiced. And he said, we don't need to practice. And so we did it and it was cute, I guess, but it was also shit. And I put it on TikTok and I may as well have put the blindfold on. Dance screaming through the park, stepping on dog shit. That's me now. That is me now, admit it. That's everyone. You can't get out. You can't escape. So in the remaining days we have, we may as well dance and hope to fuck somebody is watching. As long as TikTok says they are watching, that's all that matters now. If you go looking for that video, I've deleted it. It's time to fight back. That's love.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.